Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Daniel Mason Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I recall Sunday morning, May 95. You standing in the driveway with tears in your eyes. You said, baby, I love you, but I won't wait. Was the last words I heard before I drove away, yeah. Oh, I was blind. Should have changed my mind. But I was a fool for leaving you. The highway knew where to find you, where to find you. Oh, I've got no excuse, 'cause the highway knew, yeah, the highway where to find you. That highway sign now haunts my mind every time that I pass by. I still taste your lips, the goodbye kiss reminds me every day of what I miss.
What happened down in Nashville?
I did have some connections originally, and that was kind of what led me to that area, because I knew some people in that area. Mm-hmm. And I had friends that lived in Nashville area, and they were like, man, you're writing great music, you got a great voice, you need to just move to Nashville. It was kind of like the grind in Nashville is pretty crazy. So, like, even the people that you know, they're grinding too. So when you get in that area, it's like if you're starting from the bottom, you have to network and work your way up. So even the connections, it's hard to get connected even with the people, yeah, you know. So you just kind of make your way. You got to make your own way.
You living there now?
I am. Okay. Yeah, outside of Nashville in a suburb area. So
what is the climate like down there? The musical climate.
It's got and Jace both, they both are in that, it's like a melting pot right now. There used to be a real strong sense of country there, and there still kind of is underground now. It's kind of interesting. Country originally was the forefront. Now it's kind of come under because so many influences have influenced the new artists of country. So now you're seeing pop, rock, you know, you're seeing everything.
The impact that Kentuckians are having on them. I mean, between Stapleton and Sturgill Simpson, both of those guys making a huge difference. To me, really kind of cool what's happening down there, at least as I perceive it and you describe it. It seems like kind of a climate that can embrace what you guys are doing.
There's probably some areas outside of Nashville, like maybe, you know, maybe the East Coast and even the West Coast, because we've had a lot of people tell us, like, man, your sound would go over really well on the West Coast. It just has a lot to do with just, you know, mixing a lot of different styles in. Because we'll play in Nashville and people really dig what we're doing because it's different. You know, we're trying to bring a different feel to, you know, groove to the music. So, and it has a lot to do with our influences. I mean, what we're all bringing to the plate.
She cooked and cleaned with no complaints. Canned the garden and fed the flame of that old wood stove that kept us warm all through the night to the early morn. Hammer nails for a little pay. Set the tobacco and bale the hay. And when he finally got home, he was so, so tired. But he always knew how to make us smile. 80 hours a week, he worked to the bone. Sacrificed her body to make a home. Yeah, we didn't have much, but that's okay. Mom and Daddy always knew how to find a way. We kids were raised on faith, hope, and love. Taught to fear the holy God above. You see now, we were spoiled, you could say. But it wasn't on the material things. 80 hours a week, it went to the bone. She sacrificed her body to make a home. Didn't have much, but that's okay. Mom and Daddy always knew how to find a way.
Help us find a way, Jay.
White house down from the lane,
Mom and Daddy always knew how to find a way.
Scott Barrett is playing bass, and what great harmonies. Really been enjoying enjoying your singing.
Thanks a lot.
A lot. Tell us about your path. How did you end up? How'd you end up meeting Daniel?
Son of a preacher, man. Grew up all over Mississippi with a pastor father. Every couple of years, new location, new friends, new sites. You become winsome, and so and with the same kind of story, kind of being told most of my young life that music was my identity. Which I'm glad to know differently now, but it's still my wiring. And so naturally, every good little preacher's kid goes to Nashville to try and find his fortune there with the world by the tail. And 26 years later, I'm working on finding my audience here with Daniel and the guys. And it's been a great thing. But yeah, I've been singing since I was 2 and doing all parts harmony since I was 5. And so it's a gift that I've been gratefully developing over the years. Moved to Nashville in 92, been slugging it out since then. So,
is that how it feels?
Oh, of course it does. That's like he says, working the connections. Everybody that you know that you would hope to network with and bond with and become part of their tapestry, they've got their own work cut out for them. And so there are no coattails to ride around Nashville. You've really got to work your angle and find your niche, find your audience, hold on to them. And then count on them to facilitate the ground buzz, you know, and to help you to spread.
I guess you're probably better equipped to make something happen if you have a couple of tricks up your sleeve, if you can sing and play.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I never did both together until I joined Daniel.
Truly?
I was a hack bass player, and I'd always been a front man and worked in front of bands and sang lead. Went to college for vocals as well in Memphis State when it was Memphis State. I knew that was, of course, in my DNA, but I started woodshedding a little over a year ago, playing and singing together, and wondered why all these years I had never pursued it before then. So,
what else do you do with your time? I think I heard you downstairs talking about doing some work on instruments.
Yeah, so to speak, I work on instruments. Yes, I do modifications to primarily bass guitars and solid body 6-string electrics, but I also design and build by hand. No computers, no CNC, solid body. My pet is 5-string bass. But I have designed and built 4s, 6s, 6-string guitars as well, electric guitars. So it's been a cool thing. Yara Customs is my company.
You've been looking, hoping, praying for satisfaction. You've been running down too many dead end roads. Another quick fix won't help your sense of direction. And just turn around, I'll show you another way to go. Yeah, 'cause I've got all that you need and then some. Yeah, I've got the ways and the means to make it happen. There ain't nothing I won't do to bring it all home to you. All my love, all my love. About what's in your heart and your soul, the beauty and the love that you hold. I've never ever found a woman quite like you. Yeah. 'Cause I've got all that you need and then some. I've got the ways and the means to make it happen. There ain't nothing I won't do. There ain't nothing I won't do to bring it on home to you.
Hackman is closest to me here. He's playing playing guitar. You also went to school for vocals, did you not?
Yep, I wanted to be an opera singer when I went to college.
When you were 18?
That's what I wanted. I grew up always doing choir, and that was kind of my only exposure to music, and so it just seemed like the natural thing to go into college to continue to do choirs and singing and vocal performance and do that thing.
At what point did, you know, vocal performance turn into, you know, opera? That seems like a leap.
Well, it's kind of the only avenue in the classical world to, like, I mean, it's either doing professional choirs or classical music of some avenue. That was the only, from rural Illinois, that seemed like the only door I had open to do music. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a school around me that did anything else but classical music.
Hmm. And so how long did you actually pursue that in college?
I mean, I have a degree in voice. That's what my degree is. I have a business degree as well, but I have a degree in classical voice.
What did you learn about your voice in the course of training classically?
That I don't want to be an opera singer?
Yeah, why? How come?
That's a story that would take a lot longer than we have, I'm sure. I struggle a lot with my ear and recognizing the things that I hear in my head and associating that with the pitches that come out of my mouth, and it became a problem that it was clear that avenue was not for me, and kind of developed also a complete distrust in singing for me, to the point where when I left college, I hated singing. So that wasn't where I was heading anymore.
Well, it's really cool that you can be now at this point, you know, sort of back to it again, you know, playing with some folks who really want to do some harmonies, and your harmonies, you know, key in this.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's really great here in that third part, and you're doing a great job with it.
Thank you. It took some time, took some healing, but now I sing all the time.
Yeah, wow, way to go. Mm-hmm. And what about the guitar? How'd you pick that up?
Yeah, I mean, around that time where I kind of got sick of singing is when I got introduced to guitar, and I just fell in love because I'm a music theory just total nerd. I was the kid in my music theory class who set the curve that everybody hated. Uh-huh. And when, as a vocalist, there's not a lot of practical application in that because it's so ear-driven and not as much theory-driven. Mm. And so when I picked up the guitar, it's just the world made sense. And by the time I left college, people thought I was a guitar performance major. I knew I wanted to go to Nashville to play guitar. And I had a teacher in college that was my guitar prof who was just super influential to me and just kind of steered me on and just fell in love with it.
Wow, what a nice story.
Yeah.
I got your text late last night. You said that you miss me and that you wish we never separated. You can't turn back the hands on the clock. No, you never stop filling my head with the hours that led up to our goodbye. You broke my heart, and now you're trying to put the pieces back together. But it's too late. I know you tried to come back and start over new, but I got news for you. It's too late. Changing radio. There's a rewind, so you never find the past of yesterday. The loneliest days are far behind. Gonna move on, make the right from the wrong of what it is. You broke my heart, and now you're trying. I know you've tried to come back to start.
Hey, we would like to thank the Daniel Mason Band for being with us on Red Barn Radio this evening, and we'd like to thank also the many people behind the scenes who help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zenka, Lori Campbell, and Kate Heinenen, and a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey, too, for her work with our social media. We thank all of you for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region, and then share the treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you live from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. And I know there are a lot of listeners out there who would love to hear one more tune from the Daniel Mason Band. You guys got one more to play for us?
Sure.
It'd be great. Thanks. Thanks. All right, let's bring them back, the Daniel Mason Band. Give them a hand.
Got miles on this heart. I know what I gotta do, and I know where to start. Hey, I'm going under where the rivers sing, and I'll discover what's left for me. Bring it on back, bring it on back to that soulful blue that'll make you move like that. Sit down and drink. You don't need a lot of money when you're sitting on this bank. The rhythm of the water may be come alive. No time is wasted when you're satisfied. Yeah. I'm going under where the rivers sing, and I'll discover what's left for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Scott, Jace, Joel, and Daniel for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.